joining us here this morning, formerly with District 205 and soon to be formerly with Knox College and Blessings in a Backpack, Joel Estes. Joel, good morning. How are you today?
Morning, Tom. Good. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in with us. And also the Executive Director of the United Way of Knox County, Lon Dunn. Lon, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Hanging in there. Another day here.
Well, thanks for coming in. I know we talked a lot off the air about how, you know, it's strange and different for all of us, and some good, some bad about the way you're doing work and everything. But the unfortunate thing with this, first off, Joel, is, you know, there are kids that are in need, but there has been a lot of other groups that have stepped up and helped out with things that are similar to Blessings in a Backpack.
Right. And you know, we had found out about what Lon and the United Way were doing in cooperation with the school district. And so we had made a donation to them earlier in the spring when this kind of all first shook loose. And then we've seen an additional opportunity for us to help them out in the project they're doing. But, yeah, we've got hungry kids in our community, and certainly this situation just accentuates that.
Absolutely. And, Lon, talk a little bit about the program you have and what the United Way is doing to help out in the community.
Well, certainly. We stepped in, started serving lunches on March 16th, and we're up to serving over 1,000 lunches a day. It's a kind of a take and go or drive through format, so folks can go out between 11:30 and 1. We have sites in KCHA Cedar Creek Place, Woodland Bend, Bethel Baptist Church, Faith United Methodist, so that folks can, we try to be in every quadrant of the community. And then we're also providing food for, the Y's doing the mobile delivery. We're actually providing them with that food as well. So it's literally been a matter of scaling up. You know, we know that that food insecurity is such an issue amongst our youth, and Blessings does so much to address that weekend food insecurity. And we normally had been doing the after school suppers and the summer lunch program. So it's we try really hard to be a collaborator and not overreach into anybody else's wheelhouse, just to kind of be the grout between the tiles.
Yeah, well, I guess the unfortunate thing, Joel, with your program is, number one, well, you don't have the students on campus to do what you need to do. Two, even if they were, with the social distancing, it would kind of be hard to all gather together to fill the backpack. So it was just almost an impossible task.
Right. That problem happened when the college students left at the end of the first term. And then I thought, well, maybe we can use, we have a great partnership with the Lions Club here locally and other different community organizations. So that maybe we can pack bags using those volunteers, but most of them are senior citizens and vulnerable. And then we didn't have a way to distribute the food to the schools because the schools closed. So we were kind of hit with that perfect storm, a bit of a tsunami like everybody else. And so we've just tried to figure out how can we make a difference now.
So it sounds like that you already had a lot of food collected for this. So kind of explain what you're doing with that.
Well, in the past, what we had done is we sort the food every Tuesday morning at First Presbyterian Church, and then we pack the bags every Tuesday evening with the help of college students. And in the past, what we'd done is we had a truck go out, pick up the food every Tuesday morning at Hy-Vee, who's our partner on East Main, and then we'd bring it to the church, sort it out every Tuesday. Well, we had this idea, and First Pres was just great about it. What if we got as much food as we could in the storeroom in the basement where we do the packing and have a stockpile to work from? And so we did that through this year, and it was working great until the pandemic hit, and then, boom, we've got all this food in the basement. So the first thing that we did, we had some granola bars and cheese crackers whose goodbye date was kind of close to expiring. So we got all that, loaded it up in a van, and sent it to the United Way program and Lon, and had Lions Club's volunteers. And I think that was end of March sometime.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we still had soup and beefaroni and raisins and things whose expiration dates run into next year. Sitting in the basement as this thing went along, we just said, that food isn't doing anybody any good there. We're not going to be back for the rest of the school year. So we made a couple of phone calls, kind of worked through the Community Foundation and the Lions Club and everybody. And so this Saturday, we're going to basically load up about $10,000 worth of food, send it off to Lawn and United Way and to their storerooms. And, yeah, that's what we're doing, and we're pretty excited about it.
Joel Estes with Blessings in a Backpack joining us this morning, as well as the executive director of the United Way of Knox County Lawn Down. And, Lawn, kind of talk about as far as the food distributions. It's not like you're not there checking IDs and stuff. It's, if somebody's in need, which you hope that's who is showing up and to get some food that's being distributed.
Certainly. And we really try to focus on maintaining social distancing. You know, for example, our site at Bethel, you literally drive up in the horseshoe on the Academy Street side, and one of the volunteers will, you know, look out. You just tell them how many lunches you need and pop your trunk. They are just putting the lunch bags right into folks' trunks so that, you know, we can maintain that social distancing and, you know, just respect those protocols.
Absolutely. I mean, I know, and Joel, we've talked many times about this with the Blessings in a Backpack program, and you formerly worked as an administrator in District 205. The need here in the city of Galesburg is probably pretty tough on you and upsetting when this whole thing happened. It's like, okay, now we can't do what we do, but knowing how great the need is.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's like so many other parts of this pandemic, it's exposed kind of an ugly truth in America.
Yeah.
And that is the economic disparity between the haves and the have-nots. And, you know, when we talk in our community, and Lon referred to it earlier, there are a lot of hungry kids in this community. And I saw that firsthand when I was working in the schools, both as a principal and assistant superintendent. And when something like this happens, that disparity just gets exposed to a greater degree. And unfortunately, in America, our children are the victims.
Absolutely. Okay, so as far as loading all the food, do you need volunteers?
We do not.
Okay.
We have about 20 volunteers from the Lions Club that are coming down, and thanks to Lawn, she provided us with the latex gloves, and everybody's going to be wearing face masks, and we're going to follow all the protocols and be safe and careful. And then I think on Lawn's end, she has volunteers at the VNA to accept the food and unload it and store it there where they're operating out of.
How about on your end, Lawn, as far as distribution at all? Do you have the people you need, or could you always use help?
We are always looking for volunteers, and luckily, right as before this all happened, we realized that we needed, just in this region, a means for volunteers to connect with organizations. And so we partnered with the Warren County United Way and the nonprofit network, and we created, it's called Get Connected, so it's myforefront.galaxydigital.com. But you can go on there and find volunteer opportunities, you know, with United Way, with, I believe, Jameson Center has a few, you know, so we really want folks to reach out and, you know, take a look at that site and find something that appeals to them, and, you know, be a hand raiser and volunteer and give what you can.
Well, one of the nice things that we see, and I know you have both seen it, how generous the community can be, and it's great to see different organizations, even, I mean, early on with Lieber's Boxcar Express stepping up and the Y helping distribute their sandwiches, and now we're still with the Y with the Solutions Program. I see Joey multiple times a day in the bus going by, mm-hmm. and wave at him as they're out distributing. So it's nice to see people are willing to help out in different ways.
Oh, very much so. And actually, one of the latest developments in that is, you know, when we've scaled this up, the premium is cold storage and having an appropriate amount of refrigeration, and going from our normal, you know, maybe 200 lunches or suppers a day to now, last Friday, we served 1,755 lunches. And so G&M distributors stepped up. They said, well, we have empty space in our keg storage coolers because, you know, restaurants aren't open right now. So they're actually accepting our refrigerated deliveries for us. And then Yem Ford is sending a van each day then to transport that food from G&M to, you know, over to VNA so that we can get things packed and keep things, you know, so we're getting just-in-time deliveries.
Yeah, that's something. There's those things like that that the rest of us don't really necessarily think of, that those, whether it's businesses or individuals, helping out with things like that.
Yep, and, you know, this community is great, the way it rallies together. So,
Well, Joel Estes and Lon Dunn joining us here this morning. Blessings in a Backpack and United Way of Knox County. Joel, the program at some point is going to be back in full force. The kids will be back in school at some point. If somebody wants to help out in some way, now I'm guessing at this point the best way would be monetarily. And how would they be able to do that?
Sure. They can just send a donation to Blessings in a Backpack at Knox College, two East South Street. Campus Box 25, and we get that money. We send it directly to our national headquarters, and all that money comes back to Galesburg directly for food for kids. Lon mentioned keg storage, and it sparked a thought
yes.
to me. So
yes.
we also, another way that you can support Blessings is working with our great partner, Iron Spike. Iron Spike, actually, right when all of this hit, Iron Spike had worked with us to brew a special beer called Blessings in a Brew. It's an Irish pale ale, and literally it was ready to be tapped when everything shut down. So they are still selling that beer. They sell it in crowlers and growlers and give donations back to Blessings for it. I will admit, I've tasted it. It's pretty good stuff, and it goes to a good cause. So if you want to stop by Iron Spike Thursday through Saturday, they have sales of growlers and crowlers, and you can get some of that Blessings in a Brew.
Well, of course, your event that was supposed to have been last week, the Blessings Brews and Q, right?
And
no,
Blues.
BBB. Blessings, Brews, and Blues. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why I always get that confused, but I always do. But so you weren't able to do it last week, but you're hoping to get that rescheduled at some point once things are back somewhat to normal.
Yeah, right. Tentatively, what we're thinking, and it's just in the kind of – we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. But, talking to Ryan and Dan at Iron Spike, we're – hopeful that we might be able to do it the week of homecoming, which would allow us not only to have Knox College students involved, obviously, but that some of our alums might be able to come back. And in fact, some of the seniors that were doing all the planning for what was going to happen last week, that they could come back and be a part of it as well. So tentatively, that's what we're thinking. We'll see how things unfold.
Well, and Lon, talk about if people want to help out volunteering or monetarily or other things, because there's so many agencies that the United Way supports. What would be the best way for somebody who wants to help out at this point to do it?
Like I said, they can visit the website, the Get Connected website. They can link that through our website if you want to volunteer or donate. You can do both through UnitedWay-KnoxCounty.org and reach out to us because we're glad to have the help.
Absolutely. And remember, when fundraising time comes around, don't forget about the United Way. That's for sure. It's a kind of a new world at this point, and things are all pushed back and upside down. And hopefully, people, we're seeing a lot of good out there. Maybe not as much as we could, but just keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
Well, Lon, thank you so much for your time this morning. Anything else that you'd like to get out about what's going on now?
I just want to give a huge thank you to our volunteers. I mean, I was talking to you off air earlier about we have volunteers in our community that have individually logged over 100 hours. We've had Knox students, Gale scholars, teachers from 205, all come out and all lend a hand. And it just means so much to us to be able to fill that need in our community each day.
How about you, Joel? Any parting words?
No, we're just like the United Way, Blessings couldn't exist without the support of the community, both financial donations, but just people reaching out and helping. Iron Spike, the Lions Club, First Presbyterian Church. We're a Knox College organization, but it's the community that makes the whole thing go, and we just couldn't do it without them and truly appreciate we take care of our own.
Kind of a strange ending to it for you, but congratulations on the retirement. I guess they pushed you out sooner than you thought, right?
It's been a plan.
Right. Joel, thank you so much. Lon, thank you very much.
Thank you.